an exciting race. Saturday morning at 10 o'clock, nearly all of the boys who were to be in the race were at their meeting place, the vacant lot on Pine Street. Each Sunnysider wore a yellow band around his left arm, and each Shadysider wore a brown band. Mr. Thompson, the physical director of the school, who was to be the umpire, had already come. A big crowd of boys and girls was standing around, waiting to see the race. "Why isn't Andy here?" asked Buddy. "We're going to start in a few minutes. Tom, you run to his house and see what's wrong." Just then, Andy and Francis came hurrying up. "Buddy, I'm not going to skate," Andy began quietly. "Francis is going to take my place." "What's the matter, Andy? Hurt yourself?" "No, but I've decided not to skate in this race." Buddy and all the other Sunnysiders looked surprised. "Lost your nerve, did you?" called out one of the boys. Andy's face grew red. "No, I didn't," he answered, "but I'm not going to skate in this race. Francis Frame is going to take my place. He's a better skater than I am." Buddy took Andy aside. "That new boy can't skate. You're just giving the race away to the Shadysiders. Come on and take your place," begged the captain. "You just wait and see if he can't skate," Andy exclaimed. "I know he'll help win the race. Anyway, I'm not going to skate." Just then, Mr. Thompson shouted, "First skaters, come to the starting place. It's time to begin." Each Sunnysider was lined up with a member of the other team who was about his own size, for only two boys were to race at a time. The first two boys took their places at the starting point. Then Mr. Thompson blew the whistle.